Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Sex with Emily. Tonight we're talking about two of my favorite topics, and probably yours, oral sex and online dating, and a few other surprise topics that I think will rock your world. So thanks everyone for listening. Also, thanks everyone for supporting my sponsors. Okay, goodvibes.com. Good Vibrations is also a brick and mortar store that you can find in San Francisco, but at goodvibes.com, wherever you live in the world, they carry all the best sex toys, meaning you don't have to mess around with like, do I like this? Is this a good toy? This not a good toy? I tell you all the best toys. If you go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibes banner, you will see my Sex with Emily store. And I've tried every toy in there. I've been very busy lately. And you can get the Vibratex Girls, which are these cute little clitoral vibrators, and they make a great gift for your partner. Also, the Dahlia, if you want some extra G-spot stimulation. And of course, the most orgasmic vibrator of all time, the Magic Wand. So check it out, sexwithemily.com. Click on the Good Vibes banner. Use coupon code GVEMILY20. You get 20% off. And enjoy it, because I promise you I would not steer you in the wrong direction, and I've tried them all. Enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all the podcasts. It's also easy to go to iTunes and subscribe, because I do two shows a week, and you'll never ever miss a show again. I've got hundreds of them on iTunes. You can also get a report if you just put in your email address. You get the five biggest mistakes you're making in bed, whether you're a man or a woman. Because, well, you know, we've all made some mistakes. I've even made some mistakes. So you got to check that out. And also, the first thing I have to say is that I'm so excited. Oh, I'm here with Anderson. That should be the first thing I say.
Yeah, that's why you're
He's
so excited.
He's got a lovely haircut.
That's why you're so pumped up,
I like
right?
your haircut. You look, Thanks, your Kate. Eyes, you're all, you look young and
thank
happy
you
and fresh.
Why, thank you. Thank you
Are
very
you
much.
You having a good week?
Yeah, so far so good. Getting the haircut was kind of a pain in the ass. I had to schedule it in.
It takes 5 minutes.
I'm so busy. No, my lady, the girl who does mine, she's pretty slow.
Really?
Yeah, I think she smokes weed. She likes to take her time. She likes to talk. It's like I'm like seeing her hands come off my head, and she's like, you know, using them to explain a story. I'm like, all right, great. Why don't you?
Dude, this happened to
get the scissors back to the head there.
Oh my God, that is so funny, because I hate that. I got my haircut yesterday, and she was like telling me a story. She goes, oh wait, she's blow drying my hair.
She listened to the show, Em?
No.
You sure?
Well, I just met her yesterday.
Okay.
She's like, no, I love her. I love her. Brittany, Jim Wayne Salon, awesome. You also in Beverly Hills.
And well, now you're putting her on blast and giving
Jesus,
out her info.
Jesus, I love her.
Fantastic.
But she, no, I told her this. She put her phone and she's like, oh, let me show you. Because I get very, you know, I love hearing stories. And she was telling me about a dating story. She goes, wait, I'm just going to show you the text. And she stopped, put on her phone. I'm like, can we just keep blow drying?
There's no time for that.
No time. I'm busy. But she's
busy
awesome.
People,
look how good my hair looks.
Looks fantastic.
Also, and Wolf there does great hair too.
Wolf so, does?
Wolf. His name's Wolf.
The guy's name's Wolf.
Yeah. He's awesome. They're all awesome. And so anyway, today's show, like I said, oh, this is exciting because, exactly. Today's show is exciting because this is the second
does
time.
Does Wolf like guys? I'm sorry.
He does.
Going back to Wolf. He does? Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, he's gay.
Is his boyfriend Coyote?
No, but good question. I don't know his boyfriend's name. He's freaking awesome. But this is what I want to tell you
cool.
is that this is the second time that you can watch my show, streaming, live streaming. So if you're doing it, you can check it out at sexwithemily.com. Hopefully it's working. Rune is setting it up now. You can check out Rune. He's also got a podcast, Pretty Oddcast. And Anderson has a podcast as well, After Disaster and The Film Vault. But now you can watch me. People have been like for years. And if you do miss it, though, if you it's 8:30 to 9:30-ish Pacific Standard Time on every Thursday night. But also, if you can't watch at the time, it becomes a live it becomes a podcast, and you can a video podcast living on my website or on Ustream, and you can watch if you're interested to see what is going on in the Loveline studio.
You can see our lovely haircuts.
Yeah, exactly. I think mine looks good. I'm very
Rune
happy.
Wants to talk about how he has a haircut too. Okay, Rune, thanks.
He does have a haircut. I'm sorry I didn't mention that, Rune. I noticed that. Today's show, we are going to be talking about a lot of things. You know, I get a lot of emails, and I read them all, and I love hearing from you, because without you, I'm nothing. Feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Do you read them all? What about like the one? Do you get those crazy ones that are like 9 paragraphs long?
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5 pages?
That, I'm so glad you said that, because it's best for me if you just keep it short and sweet. A lot of people do give me a lot of background, and I get it. You're like, Emily, you won't understand if you don't know that the first time we met, this happened, and the second time. You know what? Let's just cut to the chase. What is your real question, and how can I help you? And I also get the people who are like, I want sex you, you know, those people. But I
want
all your
sex
emails.
You?
Yeah, you know, people say
cavemen
that.
Cavemen text you?
Yeah, cavemen text me.
Email you?
Yeah.
Real quick update. Ustream is up and running, so go
awesome.
Check it out.
Awesome. Okay, everyone, and it's from my website.
From Emily's
sex
website. So go to sexwithemily.com, and she is beginning to disrobe at this moment.
I'm getting naked. Yeah, I am, actually. So that's pretty exciting. And then also, yeah, so we're talking tonight, reading your emails. Some of the topics include oral sex, how to give her multiple orgasms, online dating, and also what to do, like how do you date multiple partners? And also a big announcement for me that I'm going to be in San Diego. I've never been. This weekend, I'm teaching my Hustler workshop. I taught it in LA. It's the Hustler Hollywood store in San Diego. They've got 11 stores in the country. And the first workshop was a smash success. And I was very excited that so many listeners came to meet me that I had never, you know, they drove in. It was exciting. I don't do a lot of live events, which I will be doing more of. And then this is in San Diego in the Gaslamp Quarter on Saturday, October 25th. From 3 to 5 p.m. And it's like a party. Like, we're having refreshments, drinks, giveaways, and I'll be telling you how to blow his or her mind in bed. It's free. And apparently, the Hustler Hollywood store in San Diego is even better than the one in Hustler Hollywood. It's like 3 stories of madness. It's like amazing, sexy,
sexiness. Not better for Larry Flint.
Why not better?
He's in a wheelchair.
I know. Maybe they have an elevator for him. And also, you get 20% off if you that day. And also, any Hustler Hollywood store if you tell them that Emily sent you.
How have you never been to San Diego, Em?
Okay, so this is what I don't
understand. It's like down the street.
Well, I just moved. Okay.
It's filled with college folks. Good-looking, attractive beach types.
Maybe I'll get laid this weekend.
Oh, you could have all sorts of college dudes all over you.
I need some good store. I think college dudes are sort of not my thing right now.
When are they going to be your thing? 10 years?
I think they're not. I think they were my thing. And also I want to say that, I don't know how I've never been there. Because to be honest, I moved to Southern California almost 2 years ago. So I like Northern California, I couldn't tell you anything. Southern California, I've been really busy since I got
there. You got any extra time when you're down there?
Yeah, totally.
You should go hit Tijuana.
No, I went there.
What?
No.
You got to go to Tijuana.
Why? Isn't
at least
that
once.
Scary? And you get
oh, it's terrifying. Yeah, take some college guys you meet while you're there. Go see the donkey show, ping pong show.
I want to go to the beach and chill.
You can do that.
Because I'm staying for 2 days and I haven't had a vacation in 8 million years. And I want to run on the beach, get a tan. I don't know. Gaslamp Quarter.
Run on the beach?
I run.
God damn. Just settle down, honey. Go to the beach and lay down.
That's how I relax.
You relax by running.
I'm going to run and then lay down.
Okay.
But speaking of relaxing, I'm glad you brought that up, Matt, because I might
You almost called me menace just now. That was dirty.
No, I didn't.
You're like, a little bit.
I was saying, speaking of relaxing, but I do shows with men still. Don't be mad. He's jealous of you. You're jealous of him.
I'm not jealous. I'm fine.
I'm kidding. So listen, I've been meditating a lot the last few weeks. I've started meditating when I was like 20, I don't know, years ago in Thailand. 10-day silent retreats, believe it or not. I did not talk. But it never worked because I could do that for 10 days. But when I came back, how do you integrate that? So now I'm doing it twice a day, 20 minutes. And I feel like I make my assistant, I leave the office at 4 to do it again. It's on my schedule. Do I seem calmer?
Yeah, you seem good, actually.
I know.
Your head was not inside your bag today.
I know. Well,
did you even bring your bag?
I did. I brought 2 bags.
Yeah, okay. Well, your head was in neither bag. I didn't see it anyway. I'm blown away. I did not know this about you, that you went on 10 days.
3 of them. I've been silent
so
for 30 days.
So there's 3 separate times where Emily didn't speak a word? Did
yeah.
you? Did you cheat?
You can't read. You can't write. You can't make eye contact with anyone there. And you meditate from 4 a.m. to midnight or to 4 a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. every day. You just sit.
Wait, 4 a.m. to 9?
You get breaks.
What do you do on those breaks? Can you talk?
No talking.
What do you do
days.
On the breaks?
You can't
stare
can't
at
read,
people?
You can't write. No, you can't make eye contact.
Well, I thought you got breaks.
You walk. You meditate for 2 hours. And then you get like a 15-minute break, and then you go back for 2 hours, and you have lunch.
So you force yourself to do nothing for 10 days at a time.
And it's amazing. And I feel such a transformation. I mean, I truly believe that meditation is curative for everybody. And I think that we wouldn't be such a jacked up society, an anxious society, and drinking caffeine, meds, and all that stuff if people meditated more. It's truly healing. My issue is that I was never able to integrate it because the meditation I was doing, they were saying that you have to do it twice a day for an hour each. So I always felt I was like failing meditation.
Yeah, you need like a quick one, like a 10-minute.
These
in
are
the
20 minutes
garage.
Twice a day, and I go sit in my car at lunch, and it's awesome.
So do you play music or anything?
No. Quiet. Breathe.
What about people driving by and stuff?
I'm in the garage. No one's driving. It's quiet. I put earplugs in.
Okay.
No, and I do it when the first thing when I wake up. So anyway, if I seem calmer to you, I'm glad.
That's very interesting. I did not know that
really
about you.
I know, 30 days in silence, but then I haven't stopped talking since.
I think that's what it is, maybe. You're making up for those 30 days.
I know. I had so much
I think
to
you're
say.
Ahead of yourself. I think you're winning.
I'm winning. Okay, so another thing I have to announce. I'll get all these announcements out of the way so we can get to your sex and relationship tips. But this is very exciting. I am the spokesperson and giving a keynote for the Sexual Health Expo. There has been nothing like this. It is January 17th and 18th in Hollywood, Los Angeles. Does that make sense? Hollywood, Los Angeles? In Hollywood, in Los Angeles. It's sexualhealthexpo.com. And I'm giving away 25 tickets. And so if you email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com over the next few weeks, I will be giving away tickets to 25 people. And you can come. And it's the thing about the workshop is there's nothing like this. It's for men and for women. And there's going to be the most, like, the leading sex educators in the world are going to be there teaching workshops during the day. And there's also going to be, like, the latest and greatest sex products, sex toy products. There'll be really fun parties. There'll be an award show. So everyone should join me.
How are you going to pick the 25 emails?
25 emails? I just want to see people's compelling reasons why they think they want the tickets.
In, like, 150 words or less.
In 150 words or less, thank you very much. Tell me why you need to attend this Sexual Health Expo. And each ticket is for two people.
Oh, so they get a plus one.
Oh, my God, plus one.
I would think that the stag people need more help than the people that are already couples. But
well, if you don't have a friend, hey, this is a great way to invite that person you're interested in and be like, hey, I'm going to this cool thing. You want to check it out? Right? Could be a good icebreaker. Speaking of icebreakers, Rune, mm-hmm. You want to have a seat here for a second? Okay. So Rune Kincaid, he does the stuff here at Loveline. He does the social media and all the audio video, and he actually is in charge of this Ustream that you're able to watch on my site. And before I get into your emails and stuff, he told me when he walked in that he did something that blew my mind, and I'm hoping I had something to do with it, but that's just my ego. But I really want to understand what he did because it's really unlike him, and I want to hear how it all went down. Rune, you can also find, he was on my show like a month ago, but also he has a podcast called Pretty Oddcast. Rune Kincaid, and he's also Rune Kincaid at Twitter. Talk to me about what the hell you did tonight.
I approached girls in a bar.
Okay. And? Well, girls, plural?
Yeah, I haven't done anything like that in like 8 years.
Okay, and what motivated you to do that?
Someone said something to me today.
Okay.
They said, you know, really attractive women hardly ever get approached.
It's true.
Yeah.
The attractive woman sitting at the bar alone or with her friends, she does not get approached.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who said that to you? Just a friend?
My therapist.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's right. Okay, tell me, so that was it. And I've been saying that if you ever listen to my show for a million years, but go ahead.
Yeah.
What happened? So you thought to yourself, you're watching the game?
Yeah, I was watching the Broncos game.
And then you saw a pretty girl?
I saw two.
Two together?
Yeah.
Go.
It might have been lesbians for all I know.
Right, but you didn't care.
No, I did. I didn't care.
So you went up. Tell me everything.
we have kind of royalty at our Broncos bar where the guys who started the group have reserved tables all the time. And I knew that they weren't showing up tonight. They were otherwise occupied.
Okay.
All these empty tables right at the front. I saw these two girls go to the back. And then my other friend said, hey, I'm gonna give these tables away. And I said, wait a minute. I'm going to go see if those girls want to sit up here.
And?
And they did.
Well, tell me how you did it.
I just walked up to them and said, you want to sit up closer?
I said, hey, you guys, I got an extra seat.
I don't usually have this kind of power in the
world.
No,
whatever.
Though.
But then, and
I don't
then,
have that
and
much
they came with you?
I don't usually have so much as open tables to offer
Dude,
to people.
Whatever, you got to use what you got. So what happened? They said yes?
Yeah, they said yes. They sat with me for about three quarters, and then the Chargers were kind of a rollover for the Broncos, and they left because it was a blowout.
Did you talk to them while you were watching the game?
Oh, yeah.
And
big Bronco fan. She thinks she might be a bigger Bronco fan than me. One
really?
Of them.
So
wait, were they? Did they think you're like the hostess or something? They're like, you're showing them to their seats?
Maybe.
And then they're like, why the fuck is the hostess sitting down with us?
Right. No.
And eating food with us? Why isn't he putting more people on different tables?
Maybe. Yeah. My friend Ross and I were kind of like reseating the bar tonight.
Okay. So tell me, did you talk to them? Like, did you get numbers?
No.
Okay.
I didn't get numbers, but I feel like they'll be there. But they'll come back.
Let me tell you something.
Kick-Ass Broncos
bar. It doesn't even matter that you got numbers. All that matters is that you approached and you didn't die.
Didn't die, yeah. I know that.
Nothing bad happened.
I mentioned that to someone.
You started chatting with chicks, and that it's all about practice. It's practice makes perfect. And the more you do that, and I love that your therapist said that, more that you do that, the more comfortable you'll be, and you'll just see a hot girl. You won't even think twice, and you'll think of something to say. It's always about like observing something going on.
I'll still probably think twice.
Yeah.
But like,
don't think
maybe
too
like, I'll think like 9 times instead of 10.
I mean, you won't always have an open table, but, you know, doesn't matter. You can just be like, hey, how are you guys? And, you know, it's so loud in here. How are you guys even hearing each other? You know, whatever it is, you observe.
That's a valid point as well. Our bar is too loud.
No, but what I'm saying is if you see girls at another bar when you don't have the power of the table master.
Yeah,
you might
I got to get these
sit.
Tables. More tables wherever
I go. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what you have. You just started talking to them. So I thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah.
I'm
there
very
go.
Appreciative. Thank you, Rune.
Take that to heart. Except other guys shouldn't do that because that'll cut down my chances.
Okay.
All right.
So okay. No, everyone should do it. And I love that you did that. And you haven't done it in 8 years. And you're a handsome, young, successful man.
Oh, that's true. Rune, be honest here. How many beers had you imbibed before you asked them?
Oh, a quarter. A quarter of a beer.
A quarter of a case?
Beer. No, not a quart of beer. A quarter.
A quarter of a pint. I don't know what that means.
That's
but
like nothing. You're not
ounces.
Drunk yet.
Yeah, 4 ounces. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
And just keep doing it.
We had to do it before the game. After the game, everyone's focused.
How many did you imbibe with the young ladies?
Are you drunk now?
2¾.
What the fuck is with this math?
Well, that was...
How do you know? Were you measuring?
Oh, so you got three total. I see.
I had three total, and I had consumed a quarter before.
Are you drunk right now?
The girls. No.
He's a little looser, but he's not drunk. He can pass his field sobriety test, but he's got a little...
Well, whatever you need, liquid courage, I'm really proud of you.
You guys also have to factor in Broncos victories makes me like kind of uppity.
Who are the Broncos?
Uppity. That's a professional football team.
No, I'm kidding. I know.
Yeah.
I know that.
So. I was very nervous tonight, and they thrashed the Chargers. So I'm
wait, so the Kings, the King guys that own this table, are they're usually there, the one, the royalty?
Yeah.
Were they not there because they were actually at the game down in San Diego?
One was in Denver. And the other is having a baby this week.
It got born.
Well, I'm just proud of you that after 8 years you did it. And now do you feel like you're ready? Because it's the kind of thing, once you start doing it,
I feel like it'll be the same battle all over again.
You might have the anxiety, but you just go talk to him. Just start talking. I always tell. And I was having this with my ex-boyfriend, who's one of my best friends. This weekend, he's like, I don't know what to do. He's really funny. He's extremely witty. Great texter, great sexter, really great wordsmith. But the approach... kills him. And he was like in yoga, and he came out of yoga and he saw this woman. He's like, I'm in love, Emily. And he went up to her and he said, hi. I'd kill myself if I didn't say hello. And I just want to, I'm wondering if you want to go out sometime. Or he said, you probably have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, I do, but thanks. And he's like, so was that okay? But I seemed really nervous. I was like, well, no, that's great. I wouldn't lead with you probably have a boyfriend. But I would just – I think it's great that you went up with her because I was giving him feedback because typically you just want to just observe – like, God, that class was hard today. How do you think that – you know, have you been to like classes here? Like, who's your favorite teacher? Don't ever ask a yes or no question. So the first thing you do is observe something that you can both talk about. That was a really hard class, don't you think? What are the other teachers that you like in this studio? Because then she can't go yes or no. And then you start talking. And he's great at talking. He just can't break the ice. So that's what I was telling him to do. And I'm glad that you did this too.
Yeah.
And he's,
it's worth
a
try.
Yeah. And he gets really hot chicks all the time. But usually he's drunk. But he's trying not to, no offense. But he's trying not to drink as much and lead a healthier lifestyle. So he's like, I don't know how to do it after yoga. You know, I don't know how to do it during the day. So I'm like coaching him. So I'm coaching everyone. I'm coaching everyone listening. Men and women.
Yeah. Approach. Getting better.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'll go cut your
show. I appreciate it. And thank you for doing my Ustream and for being so great.
My pleasure.
Okay, so anyway, I've got a little bit of sex in the news here, which is one story actually that I think is enough, and then your emails. 1 in 5 single men would rather have an iPhone 6 than a girlfriend. What do you think about that, Anderson?
I think one of them might have just left the room.
No, he wants a girlfriend. You take them out to dinner. And never go on holiday without them. They're right beside you as you fall asleep, and they're there to greet you when you wake. Without them, you feel confused, bereft, like part of you is missing. But enough about your phones. Let's talk about love. Apparently, nearly a fifth, 17%, of single men would rather have an iPhone 6 than a girlfriend. One man who took part in the poll said, if it came down to a choice between going on a date or queuing for the iPhone, the mobile would win every time. And 2% of men with partners said they would leave them if it meant they could get their hands on the iPhone 6. Who the hell did this survey?
But you know what this means, ladies, if you're listening. Halloween's right around the corner, so dress up like a sexy iPhone.
Dress up like a sexy iPhone. I heard that this new release sold more iPhones than any other iPhone.
I think that's not true.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it in Howard Stern.
Okay.
So it must be true. In other slightly sad technophile news, 3% said they were closer to their mobile phones than their girlfriends. So the thing is, yeah, more people feel emotional attachment to a lump of glass, stainless steel, plastic, and circuit boards than a human. And it was but here's the thing. This upsets me, and I'll tell you why, not both personally and globally, because I sleep with my iPhone on my pillow. Like, I charge it every night. Like, I'm freaked out. Like, if it gets below 30%, I have anxiety.
It's not good for your brain. Leave it away from your pillow.
Do you believe that's true? It's not, like, on my pillow. It's, like, next to my pillow.
I do believe that.
It's not on, though. I turn it off
at
night.
But keep it away from, like, your crotch and your head.
I don't put it in my crotch unless it doesn't vibrate. But not yet. But, I guess it vibrates if you text me. No, the point is, I'm very attached to my phone, and I would never replace it for sex or a boyfriend, but this kind of seemed to, like, I don't know. I get it. I get being the friggin' attachment.
But there's a bigger picture, Em.
What's the bigger picture?
The phone represents everything that's not the girl. So it's their entire life beyond the girlfriend. It's all the pictures, all their social media, all their contacts. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know. It's not just that they're in love with the glass and the games on it.
These guys are saying they'd rather get the six than dump their girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what makes it creepy is when they're being so specific, when it's such a specific question, like a certain model. Like, they would rather have a girlfriend than a five, but yeah, they'd rather have a six than a girlfriend.
Exactly. What if I'll give you a brand new iPhone 5? You think that would change?
Well, that means, like, a year from now, the six won't be a big deal anymore, and they'll want the girlfriend again.
Yeah, exactly. But then there'll be a seven. It just goes on and on and on. But, you know, the iPhone, here's another dating tip for people who want to meet someone. Get off your friggin' phone. When you're in public, you're at a bar, I always say bar, but, like, bars aren't the best place. When you're wherever you are, getting coffee, you're on the elevator, supermarket, get off your phone. I mean, I'm trying to do that as well. Like, I'm mentally, physically, like, trying to remember to have time away from my phone. Because it's so consuming, and you're not seeing the world, and you're not meeting people if you're single and you're all on your goddamn phones. What? What were you going to say?
I was going to tell a quick story.
Go.
It's a very upsetting story. I was at the Westside Pavilion a few months ago now. You know Westside Pavilion? No.
I don't know San Diego or the Westside Pavilion.
Westside Pavilion is a big, very popular mall out here, and they have this great bridge. It actually bridges the two separate sections of the mall, and it overlooks, like, Wilshire Boulevard and Pico Boulevard. It's a beautiful view, right? There's big billboards, and you can see, like, half of West LA. It's a really great view. I was sitting there watching it, doing some writing, you know, just kind of relaxing, trying to do my own meditation type thing. And these three teenagers walked by, and they saw the view. They looked at the view for maybe a half a second, maybe a full second, and then spent the rest of the time with their back to the view. It's glass, like, you know, ceiling to floor. Taking selfies, not even looking at the view. They probably spent about 2.5-3 minutes taking selfies of themselves, and then they just put the phone in their pocket and walked away.
They didn't even notice it.
They looked at the view with their actual eyes for probably a full second.
And they were like, this would be a great light for us to get a great
3 minutes trying to, like, prove that they're there and, you know, with the cool view.
It's so sad. It's like, we have to document everything that we do. I mean, whatever. But follow me on Instagram, Sex with Emily. I don't do it enough.
And check it only when there's no one around. Exactly. Whenever I'm on my phone, though, I'm conscious of it, and I feel like a douche.
Are you? Yeah.
And I try and get off the phone.
Do you?
I try and, like, not look at stuff when I'm out in public. But then other times I'm lazy. I'm like, I don't care if people think I'm a douche.
Yeah.
I want to look at the scores.
Yeah, but you're not looking to make new friends and pick up chicks right now either. But still, I just don't think it's married, but whatever. I still think it's addictive. And I do believe that I'm – even during Loveline, where else B and Drew and Mike's on the computer, Drew and I are on our phones. Like, I just really want to quit my phone. Wish I could quit you. Like, I've had weekends where – I've tried that, and you actually feel like a physical change in your body when you're away from your phone. What?
I just love that you quoted Brokeback Mountain.
Do I get to be on your podcast now? Because so I know tells so me much about movies.
Your phone is a girl. That's what it tells
me. Exactly. Okay, I'm going to get into some emails here from the people. So thank you for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And also, speaking of Instagram, you can also follow me on Twitter, which is Sex with Emily, and like my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/sexwithemily, because that has a lot of useful information for you, and it's fun as well. Okay, dear Emily, I absolutely love your podcast, and it's totally changed my sex life for the better. I'm 21, male, from San Francisco, and I'm having a problem with staying hard during round two of sex. It's really been bugging me on why I can't keep an erection. I don't smoke. I'm not on any medications. I do drink, but the problem doesn't occur after drinking. Can you help me out here? Thanks for your awesome podcast. I seriously enjoy listening to it every week. Thanks, Mike. Okay, Mike, here's the deal. First, let me just say congratulations that you even have the option of a round two. A lot of guys don't, right? Like, refractory period, can it take a little longer? But here's the thing. Maybe you need to, I'm not sure if you're, like, going right for round two, because there is the refractory period, and it might take you a little while to get hard again. And so what you can do during that time is to turn the tables and try to go back to pleasing her. So perform oral sex, rub her breasts, more foreplay. And so then you can build up the excitement again. And maybe you need a little extra stimulation. So maybe you need to start talking dirty door or watch some porn together. You know, men, women, a lot of people are into porn. Maybe you need something else to stimulate you again. And also I would say do your sexercises. Kegel exercises are for men and for women. Guys are always like, what? What are they? And they're not for me. Yes, it's those pee-stopping muscles when you stop and start the flow of urine. Like, and you know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, I don't know how to stop and start the flow of urine. And if you do it for 5 minutes a day and each time you hold it like for three to five seconds, your muscle, it'll help tighten your muscles responsible for your penis and for ejaculatory control. So you'll actually last longer the first time. And you become familiar with them by cutting off the flow of urine, like I said, and starting again. And once you have the exercise down, you can practice them anywhere. I also happen to have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp that is super popular because you can download it. And the thing about it is, because you're never going to remember to do these, you're going to be like, that's a great idea, and you're not going to do them. But you can set a reminder on your phone, like every day, 12:30, I want to do my – it pops up and it says, time for Kegel Camp. And it's actually my voice that walks you through it for 5 minutes. And there are 20 levels that you go through. And it's fun. You can actually – you know, you can turn off the volume if you want. But, you know, you can just – it reminds you to do them. So every day on my phone at 11:30, I do my goddamn Kegel exercises. And they're for women, and it helps women have stronger orgasms. It helps women with urinary incontinence after childbirth. They're just a great exercise. So do that. Do that. Try that stuff and see how it works. But don't bum out my second round, too. I just think that – don't get in your head too much that you can't stay hard during long two, because you sound like a healthy male. And I think if you try some of these things, and you'll be fine. But let me know how it goes. And thank you so much for the kind words. I love my San Francisco people listening.
And there's a good chance that he or she's not going to want round two.
Well,
a lot of time the ladies are done. They're like, all right.
Yeah, that's
good,
true. But maybe
it.
I'm wondering if he comes too quickly and he wants to last hard longer. In which case he should try Promescent, which is the smooth, only FDA approved treatment for premature ejaculation. It's a delay spray, whatever you hear.
So it's better than that stuff that you can buy in the bathrooms at dive bars for 50 cents?
Please don't buy that stuff.
What is that stuff?
Dude, it's just...
You think it's safe to put on the old pee in there?
No, this is FDA, the only FDA-approved treatment for staying longer, lasting longer in bed. And you just put a little bit on your penis, and it's a delay spray, and your penis will stay harder longer.
Ooh.
And it doesn't transfer to your partner. Do you want it?
No, I want to do a test with the stuff in the dive bars and
you're going to put it on your
Promescent
penis? And then you'll have to come in and have Dr. Drew investigate it because your penis will fall off.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to try Promescent? Or the
no,
one?
I want to do like a taste test with my dick. Or
a
it
taste
tries,
test?
It tries both.
Your wife's
it tries
have
the 50 cent stuff.
Unless you can taste your own dick.
I go to these dive bars all the time. You go in the bathroom and they you know, have like a
everything.
French tickler condoms.
Yeah, like
glow in the
dark condoms.
Little pictures of actual naked pussy, it says. God, it's gross. And then they have a stay harder longer numbing agent.
Oh, my God. People, please don't do that. Just do the one that's FDA approved, Promescent. It's on my website. Okay. Dear Emily, when you're single, what is the best way to handle going on dates with more than one person? Should you be upfront about going on dates with another person? What if you end up liking both? Tips would be greatly appreciated, Chris. Okay, Chris, this is a great question because I believe in this day and age, a lot of people are dating around and there's so many more ways to meet people. Like you could be in a relationship and then you're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and you're online dating and you're meeting so many more people. And I think people aren't settling down as quickly. And so there is nothing wrong at all with dating multiple people. And I don't think you should be guilty about it because I do encourage it. And I also think that there's so many bad relationships that turn stale after a while because it's pretty, you know, you have a good date with someone and the next thing you know, you're in a relationship and you don't really know that much about them because you had sex right away. And then you're like, you know, oh, I don't really like him. So I think it's better to date around. And so I think that the thing about dating more people is that you find out more about yourself. Like, I think that through dating people, I've learned more about what I want in a partner, what I don't want, and more about myself and how I want to be in a relationship and how I want to be treated and how I want to be loved. So all that's good stuff. But to answer your question, Anderson, I want to see what you think of this. I don't think that he's under any requirement to reveal that he's dating other people on the first few dates. I mean, until it gets like serious or they're having sex. Or a lot of times the women bring it up more than men, I think, typically. That's what I hear from guys, that women bring it up more. If it starts becoming really hot and heavy and you start having sex, I mean, then I would say, you know, bring it up. But I would just assume that
bring
the first,
it up.
Well, okay, here's the thing. If she doesn't bring it up and you don't bring it up, definitely use protection and have sex. But maybe after you have sex, and I think that you'll know, Chris, the right time to bring it up. So I would not bring it up on the first, second, or third date. So, by the way, I'm dating other people. Because just assume that she is, too. I mean,
yeah, just brace yourself for she's going to ask you, like, so you
see,
seen anyone else?
Don't you think that the women,
that's what it always
in
happens.
Your experience.
And I've been guilty many times of accused of being dishonest by omission, where I just don't say anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Plead the fifth, bring up something else.
But when they ask you, do you say yes? And then they're like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, that's been the case. It's, some people have been fine with it, but usually if she's asking, it's because she wants you to be the one.
Exactly. So
she wants to be the one for you.
That can happen too, but I also don't think you want to prematurely reveal that you're dating other people.
Yeah, don't go out like on your first date and you're at dinner and you're like, oh, by the way, I'm seeing like four other girls.
I went on a date Saturday and I banged a girl yesterday.
Two redheads, a blonde, and now you.
Yeah, like people don't need to know that. You don't need to delve into what is going on in your life on the first few dates. Again, if you start sleeping with them, you know, once, twice, whatever, you know that you might start to get attached. And then he also said, what if you like both people was his second question. And I've done that before.
It's brutal. It's one of the worst things in the world.
Really? What is? When you like two people at once?
When you figure out that like there's two people in your life that you really care about and you know that you're going to hurt one,
right,
if not both of them. It's awful.
But then how do you decide? How do you? Because that's his question.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, you just flip a coin. But I think that it's hard. I've had that problem too, that I've had that challenge. But I think you just think about it enough and you just kind of know. I mean, I think it becomes obvious after a while that you're just kind of like leaning towards one and you will hurt someone. But if you know, like you can't like them exactly the same. And if you do.
Well, a lot of the time it's because you like them for completely different reasons. That's why you like both of them at the same time.
One gives great blowjobs and the other one's a great cook.
Together they'd make the perfect human being. You know what I mean?
I always say I wish there was like a Mr. Potato Head man where I can have like the eyes of this ex-boyfriend and put on the nose of this one. But meaning more like this one was great in bed and this one was really fun to go out with. And this one we had great vacations and this one was a great communicator. You know, like remember Mr. Potato Head?
Oh, yeah. I'm picturing him with a penis now. Thanks.
I just want to build him that way. But
you're not a control freak, are you?
No, but I always think about like if you could just put them together and I could cut and paste all my ex-boyfriends together, I'd have the perfect man. But that person doesn't exist.
No.
You just got to choose which flaws you can live with in the other human. And they're going to choose that your flaws too.
And don't take the easy choice because especially as guys, a lot of time you're going to go to the enabler. And I might be speaking from myself, but you know. You're going to go to the girl who's like more into your stuff or like willing to do something for you. And you think that's good. But long term, that might not be so
what
odd
What do you mean?
You.
The one who's more of a codependent?
Codependent, enabler. Yeah.
What do you mean by enabler? Like she lets you get away with stuff?
Yeah. Like she doesn't call you on your shit. I mean, don't always take the easy
that's
choice.
That's true. Don't take the one that makes you feel the most comfortable and yet you aren't completely yourself.
Think
you
about
like
yourself
stuff.
As a team with this person down the road if you are going to actually pick somebody.
Think about someone you want to grow with. Think about a woman or a partner that challenges you to grow as a human and that is emotionally evolved and not just
and
enabling
involved.
You. And involved. Okay, but then next thing is oral sex tips. But first, a word from my incredible sponsors who help keep the show free. And one of them is No-No. I love this No-No because, Anderson, I've not shaved since I got the No-No. And not only haven't I shaved, I haven't shaved for like months now. I just use it all over my body, my legs, my arms, my face, my back. Like you could use it, not my back. Men can use it on their back and their chest. Men get hairs in places and they're like, do I go to a waxing place? And it's long lasting. There is no pain. It's so easy to use and you have weeks of long lasting results. and it'll change your life. Because you spend so much money on razors and waxing, and you got to buy more, and da-da-da. And this way, you just have it for life. You charge it, and you can use it anytime, and the hair is gone, gone, gone. It's not stubbly. And I don't know. I just feel like you guys got to try it, because I've been talking about it, and it's like I think to myself, like, oh, my God, I haven't shaved. Like, it feels just – I feel so free. Like, I don't have to worry about shaving now, and I have so much more time to worry about other things. So go to nonoemily.com. That's nonoemily.com. You get 100% 60-day money-back guarantee, and you also get a $50 gift card to an award-winning skincare line, which the skincare line rocks too. It's just all an amazing deal. NonoEmily.com. Okay, also, Fleshlight, number one sex toy for men. Because men, you really don't. The thing is, there's a few other sex toys out there, but this really is the number one because it's a male masturbation sleeve. And I know you're like, I don't need a toy because I have my hand. But here's the thing. Women have hundreds of toys to choose from. You use your hand, and of course it feels amazing. I'm sure it does. But what if I told you that something else felt equally amazing, if not better, and it was a different sensation? The Fleshlight actually simulates the sensations of having sex. So you don't have to just rely on your hand. You put a little lube in it, and it feels amazing. And I've given it – I have. They sent them all to my office, and I've had a bunch of my guy friends try it. And I've not had one guy friend – these are like straight friends, gay, whatever, who are in relationships or not. And they're like, holy moly, this feels amazing. Can I get one from this one? And I think some of them come in and steal them from my office when I'm not there, which is hilarious. So check it out. The Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit helps you last longer in bed. So if you go to sexwithemily.com, oh, here's a new deal. Sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner. They are giving their award-winning Flesh Lube to all my listeners. So use coupon code Emily, you get a lube and a Fleshlight, and then tell me it doesn't rock your world. Because I'd be interested to know if you don't like it, because I know you're going to love it. And when you love it, you can email me about that as well. So.
You've tried the hand. Everyone's had the vagine.
You've had the hand and vagina. That's
it. A lot of people have had the bum.
Yeah.
Who hasn't had a mouth?
Why limit yourself?
Time to try something new.
Exactly. Like, what if I, like, it's amazing.
I'm just spitballing here. Does this work?
I don't know. What'd you say?
I'm just going with that. Does that work?
Well, it's true. You've tried four orifices.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Like, why not a fifth?
Why not a fifth orifice? And just tell me you hate it, right? Because men stick their penises in everything anyway.
I love that we start the program with, like, it sickens me that these men want glass and stainless steel instead of a woman. Hey, but stick your dick in a Fleshlight.
I'm not saying to trade in your woman. I'm just saying that, you know, she can use it on you too.
Every guy masturbates, so it's much
a lot.
It's much, from what I hear, much, much better.
Yeah, and a lot of guys masturbate several times a day, so, you know. Why not mix up that routine, people, and learn how good your penis can feel? And
imagine those guys if the iPhone 6 came with a Fleshlight.
We'd never
that's
see
iPhone,
any
men. That's what the iPhone 7 is going to be.
The world would be eradicated from men altogether. Okay, so now I got to talk about oral sex, probably because it's my favorite topic. But Emily, hi. This is a weird question, but is there any proper way to go down on a girl, or does it depend on the girl and what she likes? Thank you, John. Okay, John, I'm so glad you asked the question, and I don't think I can answer this topic nearly enough. First, I'm going to start with a quote that I heard today from the infamous Ron Jeremy. You know who he is. Long-time porn star, famous, infamous for his 10-inch member. And he said...
Juilliard trained actor.
Is he?
No, but he's very educated.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've met him so many times. He seems so not educated. I mean, not that he's not educated. He doesn't really talk much. He's kind of grunts and grabs my breasts or grabs my waist. He does. He's kind of creepy, but he's awesome. He said, listen to this, because all you men complaining that you have small penises and why don't I have a Ron Jeremy 10-inch penis, this is a quote from Ron Jeremy. More women have gotten off with my tongue than my penis. And he's done thousands of films. Okay, people? So this is why oral sex skills are so important. So the first thing I have to say is you have to tease her first. Do not go straight for a clitoris. This is the thing that drives me so crazy. And I always talk about this, that foreplay, not a suggestion, a requirement, because women actually require it to get warmed up. So tease her. Spend time kissing her breasts, you know, foreplay, kissing her neck. And then when you have her really turned on, you can start to move down her body. And then again, still don't go right for her hot spot. Tease, tease, tease as long as you can. And the ideal situation that you want, guys, is that she's begging for it, that she cannot wait for your mouth to get on to her clitoris, vagina, the whole thing. So you can run your tongue along the inside of her thighs, gently flicking the tongue against her clitoris. That's part of what makes sex amazing, you know, is the anticipation. So make her wait. That is what's going to get her turned on. And I know the guys are always in a rush for sex. Like they get turned on. They're like, I'm hard and so I'm ready and I got to go now. And women are like sitting there like, what the hell is going on? I'm so not into this yet. And that's why they're rejecting you, because you have to warm them up. And I'm sorry that's a bummer, guys, but it's biology. That's how we're built. There's nothing I can do to change the situation for you except for to give you help here like I'm doing. So when you do begin licking her clitoris after she begs you because she's so wet and excited, start off slowly. Focus on the clitoral hood, which is located just above, just above it, which is above vagina. Little pink bump. Alternate between wide licks and small licks to see what she likes. Use your fingers. Some women like their fingers. Some don't. While your tongue explores the outside of her vagina. So let your fingers bring it home. You can use two fingers. You can try to find her G-spot. And also keep a steady rhythm, because once you find the right technique, you're going to know. You're going to be able to tell that she's really, really into it. She starts breathing heavier. She might be grabbing you. She's bucking her hips, the whole thing. Keep it up. Keep going. And be patient. I'm sorry. It doesn't happen in 3 minutes. It probably doesn't happen in 5 minutes. I mean, if you're really good at foreplay and turning around, like kissing her and all that, she'll be really turned on already, because if oral sex isn't your thing for 20 minutes. And I know a lot of guys are like, their necks, they complain, the whole thing. So turn her on in other ways. But also ask for what she likes and encourage feedback to ensure the best oral experience possible. So I'm actually going to get into another question, which is about multiple orgasms. And I'm going to include in here, a guy wants to know about a little bit more about oral sex. We have time for one more.
Absolutely. Real quick, Ron Jeremy. I figured
it
out. No, oh. No. Is he here? He did. I was at a little small house
I've
party.
I met him like six times.
With like five or six people one night and knock at the door and he just rolled in.
Yeah.
He's like friends with
by himself.
Yeah.
He's like scruffy and...
He talks shit. He's been on Love Line a number of times, yeah. I don't think he showers much.
He doesn't shower. That's the thing.
Not a big fan of it. But he actually has his master's in special education. And he actually taught special education for
really?
A while. Yeah.
That's great. He just looks
nice.
Like he's like, yeah, run down.
He looks special.
I shouldn't judge him. I'm sure he's very smart.
Smart guy.
10-inch penis, you know, large brain, large penis.
Hate soap.
Not that it has to do with your brain being large. Okay, so, Emily, can you advise me the best... Okay, no, that's the one. Oh, yeah. Okay. Dear Emily, can you advise me the best way to get a woman to orgasm, or better yet, multiple orgasm? And what would you recommend for the best sexual position to achieve this? Thanks again, Emily. I love your show. Kind regards, Ron. Okay, so this is similar to what I was just saying a little bit, but here's the first tip I want to tell you is that, because he wants to know about multiple orgasms, I think that lube is the most underrated, I want to say condiment, accessory for sex on the planet. And there was a study that came out that said nearly 50% of women who use lube say it's easier to have an orgasm. So lube gets a bad rap. There's a stigma to it. She's dry. There's discomfort. I'm not turning her on enough. But even if she's already wet and you add a drop or two of lube, she will be more likely to orgasm. So get some lube. That will help. Also, I'm obsessed right now with Uber Lube. It's a silicone lube. You can get it at Good Vibes, like I was talking about earlier, Good Vibes. Click on the Good Vibes banner on my website. But that's a silicone lube that you can't really, just use with condoms. So it's if she's on the pill and you're not using condoms. But there's amazing water-based lubes too out there, like Sliquid and Please Me Lube. They're all on my Good Vibes page. Okay. Also, if you want to give her multiple orgasms, you have to become clitorate. Not all guys are clitorate. Most guys know more about what's under the hood of a car than what's going on with the clitoris.
Well, there's a lot more under the hood of a car.
No, that's not true.
A lot more parts.
Not true.
Well, a lot more different parts.
Okay, yeah, but...
Because the clitoris has, what, 8 billion sensory things or whatever?
8,000 nerve endings, twice that of the penis, thanks for asking.
But they're all the same, kind of.
What do you mean?
Well, there's like pistons and Johnson rods and belts and fans and
stuff. There are 18 parts to the clitoris, I'll have you know. Twice as many nerve endings.
18 parts to that little bean?
Yeah.
Here's 18.
18. There's quadrants.
Who studied that?
Me. I'm telling you. I'm a doctor of sex.
Did somebody really like dissect it and figure
yeah.
it out?
Oh my God.
Really?
There's quadrants of her clitoris. Yeah. You could have a field. That's why she can have so many goddamn orgasms. And the only reason the clitoris exists... is for female pleasure.
I'm thinking of a filthy version of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, where he shrinks himself down and then he can figure it all out on his own wife. You know what I mean?
Because he gets down there.
Because he's so small. Yeah, it's too small to be able to figure out.
Get a friggin' microphone. What's it called?
They're called microscopes. You're speaking into a microphone.
So listen, so when pleasuring a woman, there are multiple methods for multiple orgasms. So first, ladies first. Again, I'm going to bring it up. When it comes to satisfying woman, a little old-fashioned chivalry goes a long way. And here's another quote that I love. Lorena Bobbitt. You remember Lorena Bobbitt?
Oh, yeah.
She cut off her husband's penis.
I do recall. She threw it out the window of a car, I believe,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. She was pissed off. When was that? In like the 90s?
It was whenever that song, I'm Half the Man I Used to Be, came out. I remember, I always thought that was his song.
Okay, listen.
But then they started back on, and then he made that porn.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Good. At least he made a career out of it. Selling back it out. Listen, Lorena Bobbitt, who, when questioned by police as to why she cut off her husband's penis, she responded, "He always had an orgasm and didn't wait for me. It's unfair."
I don't know if that's really
it's true.
A good enough reason.
No, but she cut off his freaking penis. I'm sure there were other things going on, like maybe he didn't do the dishes and, you know. But he didn't wait for her to finish, and a lot of guys don't because you guys finish before women because you take 4 to 6 minutes to orgasm if you're lucky, and we take like 18 to 45.
You guys are scary.
I know. I'm telling you.
Wait, so, what about the girl? What about the lady? I'm sure that she learned from Lorraine Bobbitt's mistake where she threw it out the window. So this other lady, she cut off the penis. I don't know if it was for the same reasons. Threw it down the garbage disposal. So you can't sew that back on.
No, you can't. No. I don't know why
flip the
she
switch.
Did. You should interview these women. Heck
no, maybe. I don't want them anywhere fucking near me, Emily. Are you kidding me?
I'm so sorry. Okay, so the thing is, the male orgasm comes easier. And, you know, there's like an ejaculatory, like, inevitability with men. Like, you're just going to have an orgasm. But women are not as lucky. So think outside the box. No pun intended. So listen, and here's another thing. Rare is the man who's like in the locker room going, "Oh, I made love to her as subtly and lightly as a feather, or I grazed her vulva with the delicate wings of a butterfly." They don't talk about that. They're like, "I thrusted her, pounded her like a jackrabbit." But here's the thing. This would be appropriate because the inner two-thirds of the vagina are the most sensitive. So before you go pounding away, that's another way that you can learn to turn her on. So think up by the box. And I mean this pun as being very intended. Also, avoid her genitals first and try her breasts. Because for a good 15 minutes, you can lick them, you can touch them. Because a breastgasm is actually the second most common type of orgasm. So that could count as one of the...
I've never heard that word before.
What?
Breastgasm.
You haven't?
No.
I think I made it up.
You have to be lactating for
also, so we got you. Tell you about the clitoris.
Wait, what'd you say about the two-thirds?
The inner two-thirds of the woman's vagina. So again, small. If you have a smaller penis, it doesn't matter because that's the most sensitive.
So if you're divided into thirds, the first two-thirds.
First two-thirds. Yes.
Once you enter, are the most.
Exactly.
And then beyond that, it's like eh.
Yeah. No, it feels good too. Inners. I'm not saying all that doesn't feel good, but they're really sensitive. So your penis just rubbing the inner two-thirds can feel great. Also, let your fingers do the walking. I'm telling you, and this is from a lot of women I know that told me that their best orgasms came from their boyfriends giving them manual stimulation and talking dirty and looking her in the eyes. Because women, we are visual as well, just like you. We're intimate. If you look us in the eyes and you talk dirty, not every woman likes talking dirty, but you don't have to be like filthy, but you can be like, "You're so hot the way you know, I love that you're so wet," whatever. You don't have to go all crazy, but, you know, find out if your partner likes a little dirty talk. That can really turn on because words, like the brain is our most effective sex organ. And so it makes sense that words turn on women. Like for years, I was dating writers. Because I loved like the emails and the texts they sent me. But then I realized when I was with them, like they really turned me on. And they were not even just sex. I just loved writers. But then I realized like in person they weren't as great. But not all of them. Some of them were. But the point is that the words can really turn us on. So try talking dirty. And also, again, your fingers. Now, here's a great tip. Okay? How to give an orgasm. Because you know the other way. And I'm going to get to the position in a minute. Let your fingers. And I love that people can watch right now on Ustream. Drape against the full expanse of her vulva or her vagina like a thick curtain, right? So let her push against your palm and use your index and middle finger to make... Okay, so here's her pubic mound, right? So I'm facing... So pretend this is like her stomach.
Okay, you got to at least explain for those who can't
Okay, so
see
what
right
I'm
now.
Explaining is your hand is on her pubic, like her pubic region where she would have hair, and your fingers are reaching towards her vaginal opening, okay? So let your fingers drape against the full expanse of vagina like a thick curtain. Oh, God, curtain. That made me think of what men like to say about. Okay, whatever. Let her push against your palm and use your index and middle finger to make rhythmic up and down come hither gestures along the vaginal entrance. So her hands are on the pubic mound. You're rubbing her vaginal entrance. You're not even going inside with your fingertips, really, really lightly. And for variety, you can reach in and up with two fingers and press against her vaginal ceiling as though you were lifting her off the bed. So like you're on the mound and you're touching just the opening and you're rubbing them lightly, like the lips of her vagina, and it'll feel friggin' amazing. And guys don't do that enough because you go really slow. And then there's a G-spot, and the best way to find it is by sticking two fingers in and doing the come hither motion towards her stomach. And also remember, like I just said about oral sex, the tongue is mightier than the sword. It's true. It's a powerful tool. But not when you use it like a cobra, like lashing, like, you know, at a mongoose or something. Seriously, men go down there and like that doesn't feel good. It's better to go slow. Always go slow. And you rarely, like a skilled cunnilingualist is going to be extremely appreciated by a woman. And this is stuff that you can learn. So if you're not really sure what to do, go slower than you think, 5 times slower, and also press a flat, still tongue against her vagina and let her do the work. So if your tongue is flat, it's the cunnilingus equivalent to like getting her get on top, like if your tongue is flat against her. And also you can use the rope-a-dope. That's another technique. Do you know about that? Let her push and grind against your flat, still tongue and take it all in. Spring back with a series of fast vertical and diagonal tongue strokes. Oh, my God. I know these are so many details. But what I'm telling you is you got to mix up your tongue. So make it flat, make it go on the side, and go slow and look at her response. You asked me for the best position. Honestly, typically you hear women on top are able to orgasm more when they're on top, and I can't say that there's one that is best because it's different by every woman. So you just got to figure it out with her. The reason why it's on top, why women on top is easier for her because she can grind against you. She can control the depth and the motion and the movement and all that stuff and the speed when she's on top. So she knows what she likes, hopefully, and that's how she's going to have an orgasm. So those were some good tips. Did you get those all in?
Those are fantastic tips. I like that you said get them all in too.
I can't help
it. And tips
it.
And
I'm
outside
so
the box. You're just punful tonight.
I know. I love it. I'm in the best mood ever. Okay, Anderson, thank you so much for everything tonight. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. And there's one more thing I have to tell you. I hope to see everyone in San Diego, first of all, tomorrow, 25th, October 25th. And then what else do I have to tell you? Did I say everything else? Okay, yeah. And subscribe on iTunes. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone, I know I told you a little bit about foreplay and how to spice up your relationship. Well, here's the deal. Massage candles, those work really well too. Candles are great for ambiance. I hate guys when you go to their house and they either turn the lights completely off, or women, and you can't see things. Like, I want to see the person I am having sex with. So candles are great for ambiance, but these candles, Emily and Tony candles that I made, they instantly turn into this warm, luxurious massage oil. So you blow them out and you pour it on your partner's body. And it's not hot or waxy or sticky or messy, and it feels amazing and luxurious, and you can give your partner a massage. And one of my listeners emailed me this. My girlfriend was skeptical at first, but agreed to try the warm oil on me first and gave me a back rub. Then I reciprocated. We had amazing sex. She cannot stop talking about how good the candle smells and how great the massage oil feels, and I am convinced that the scent and the candle helped us through some of the barriers to sex that we have faced lately. So I created these candles so you can have the best sex of your life. Go to emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily for 20% off. That's emilyandtony.com. Okay, so Anderson, I'm getting a new car. And in the past, I have to tell you that when I got my last car, I was actually dating this guy. I didn't like him very much, but I kept sleeping with him just so he would help me buy the car.
In the car?
No, I needed a new car, and I'm not great at car shopping. I'm a chick. They want to take advantage of me. I don't have the time.
Oh, they see you guys coming.
I know. Yeah. So I said to him, I was like, hey, would you take me car shopping? And he was like really into it because he wanted to date me.
He wanted to prove that he's a man.
Exactly. So
did he get you a good deal, though?
He got me a really bad deal.
You thought it was a good deal at the time.
I thought it was a good deal.
Everyone thinks it's a good deal at one point or another when that guy's going back and he's like, let me talk to my manager and see if that's doable. And then they come back like, it's doable. But you have no idea. You have no clue.
And then you're going crazy and you're talking to a million places. So TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. And I'm using it to get my new car right now. True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features are not available in all states. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the True Car Certified Dealer Network. Anderson, it's so friggin' easy.
It just takes the guesswork.
You just plug in the car you want, and then you get the price, and then the whole thing.
There's no more haggling.
Nothing.
I'm a terrible haggler. I'm not an agent.
I know.
I'm not an agent.
True Car users save an average of $3,078 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, you go to TrueCar.com, find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for, which is so cool. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step, so simple. You print out your TrueCar savings certificate, take it to a TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.